George, I'm back.
Where are you? George!
I'm up here! Oh,
are you all right?
No!
Oh, not ill, are you?
Hurry up!
Holy Moses!
Pass them scissors, the ones on the floor.
Right. Here you are.
I didn't snip off enough.
If it's not a rude question, what are you doing?
If it's not a rude answer, open your eyes, woman.
Where did you get all this wallpaper?
Rochester. Big place. Sells it cut price. Not that it cost me out.
Oh, what do you mean?
Mr. Woolley. Went to see him yesterday. Suggested doing a spot of decorating here. It is his cottage after all. He has a right to know.
Oh, and don't I?
Now let me finish. I made out I was doing it as much for him as for us. You know, improving the cottage and putting its value up if ever he decided to sell it.
And?
He turned round and said I was to send him the bill for the materials.
He never did.
Ploughing back the profits, he called it. Not that these half dozen rolls will make much of a draft in his profits.
But what made you do it, George?
A certain person who kept telling me that if I brightened up my surroundings, I might brighten up myself as well.
You mean the message finally got through?
Oh, more than that. I've quite taken to the idea. Hey, now what do you think of my choice? You said you liked pink in the bedroom.
Oh, I love it, George. It's just right. Oh, what more can I say?
Well, don't just stand there getting all sentimental. Give us the brush and I'll paste this next piece. Come on.
It's just not the same cottage anymore.
Does that mean improvement or ruin?
Oh, improvement, of course. You've done a wonderful job on the paper hanging, George.
And who passed the paste brush and gave him moral support?
Ah, you did your whack.
Has Jack Woolley been in here? Oh,
now, what would Mr. Woolley be doing in my bedroom? Anyway, we're not letting him see it till it's finished.
Well, what else is there to do then?
Oh, nowt in here. But I've got a taste for it now. Thought I'd decorate the other rooms while I was at it. Nora went back to Borchester yesterday and fetched some more paper.
Mr. Woolley will have a surprise when he sees the bill.
It'll be nothing to the surprise he'll have when he sees what you've done here. You must have hidden talents, George.
Oh, that's what I always tell him.
Well, wallpapering's not difficult. You need patience, that's all.
Well, it's something I haven't got. I hate decorating. Hey, you done the ceiling as well.
Ah, now that was tricky.
Oh, I always get some paste all over me face. What's the secret, then?
Don't look up.
Well, it's a cracking job. Right off the cover of one of them home decorating magazines.
Well, if that doesn't earn you a cup of coffee, I don't know what will. I'll put the kettle on.
Ah, thanks. Hey, I shouldn't let Gordon Armstrong see this.
Why?
He might want to move back in.
Well, it's not big enough for three.
Does that mean you're sort of settled then, George?
What happened?
Is that what put decorating in your mind then?
Well, I thought it might be a kind of a thank you for all she's done.
Well, Nora's over the moon about it. Anybody can see that.
Yeah, well, I've not been as good as I might have about keeping the place in good nick.
I don't suppose you'd like to slip over to my place.
Hey, no, thank you. This'll do me. Hey, come on. Nora's made some soda bread. Goes down a treat with a strong cup of coffee. Let's dig in.
Ah, righto.
I know the weather plays tricks, Nora, but all the same, I think each season's just long enough.
If you can tell one from another.
It is difficult sometimes, isn't it? And yet there's no doubt we're in the middle of summer now, is there?
Oh, just what I thought coming over. More and more fields getting that neat and tidy look as the barley's gathered in.
And such a lovely colour.
I'm surprised you still notice it, Mrs. Archer.
Eh?
Being born to it. They say you don't notice the surroundings you're used to.
But that's what I'm saying, Nora. The seasons are just the right length to make you aware of the changes.
Oh, that's one way of looking at it.
Dan pulls my leg unmercifully sometimes. We'll be sitting out here on a warm, sunny day and I'll suddenly say, won't it be nice to have hot buttered toast round the fire when the cold weather comes?
Oh, it is good talking to you, Mrs. Archer. You've got such a lovely way of looking at things.
Have I?
Oh, you have, believe me.
Sure you won't have another cup?
No, thanks. I've had a marvellous tea.
It is too bad of Dan being so late. I'm glad we started without him.
Well, he did say he might not be back.
That usually means he's no intention of coming home in time for tea. That'll mean a fresh pot when he does walk in. On a Sunday, too. Oh, dear, these men.
Oh, but what should we do without them?
Oh, yes. Anyway, Nora, one of the reasons why I asked you
around
today...
Don't change the subject, Mrs. Archer.
Eh?
It doesn't embarrass me to talk about George, you know.
I didn't mean that it did, my dear.
But like most people, you were avoiding the subject.
Oh, but I mean...
There now. I've embarrassed you.
Oh, no.
And we were having such a nice tea.
We still are. Why shouldn't we?
Oh, because I'm getting all tensed up, I suppose. It was good of you to ask me round now when George was on duty. But that's just it, you see.
Just what?
Most people in this village have been very good to George and me. But believe me, I don't like the way things are any more than the one or two who've objected. But you've only got to look at him to realize he's a new man.
We all know it must have taken a lot of courage, Nora.
Oh, I don't know about that. What matters is that he's well again. But people don't accept us.
Oh, surely not.
Oh, they've accepted the situation, but apart from the vicar and one or two people like Tom Forrest, they don't accept us. We are still invited to things separately.
Oh, but I asked you round today because you said you'd be on your own. And anyway,
but that's just it. You wouldn't ask us both round together. Or come and have a cup of tea with us sometime.
Oh, what nonsense, dear. Of course I would.
You would?
Why ever not? I mean, well, after all, of course I'll come. One of these days, if you ask me.
If we ask you? Oh, we'll do that, all right. If you really mean it.
And the trouble was, Peggy, I'd sort of agreed before I realised what I was saying.
Say, when are you going?
To have tea with Nora and George Barford.
Mm.
Oh, I'm not. I couldn't, could I?
I thought you just said you'd agreed.
Well, I suppose I did, really.
But you haven't had a firm invitation.
No. And if Nora makes one, I'll have to say no.
Think so?
Oh, it'd be too embarrassing. I wouldn't know what to say.
Oh, I'm sure you would.
I can't pretend I approve of what they're doing. Anyway, I'm hoping Nora'll just forget the whole thing.
She won't like it if you say no, though.
Better that than accepting and then saying something awful. She'll like that even less.
Oh, you worry too much, Mum.
Well, you can't help the way you're made, can you? Oh, dear, and I did want us to have a nice quiet chat.
I'll see who it is.
Oh, that is kind of you. Save me getting up.
Might be Jennifer to collect me. Oh, hello, Nora.
Mrs. Peggy. Is Mrs. Dorison?
Yes, of course. Come right in.
Oh, thanks. Mustn't stay long. I'm on my way to the Bull.
I'll have a lift with Jennifer and me. She'll be here in a minute. Go in.
Oh, thanks. This won't take long. Hello, Mrs. Archer.
Oh, hello, Nora.
I took you at your word, and George and I are delighted you're coming. How about Thursday at 4 o'clock?
Sugar and margarine? No, Vicar, anything more today?
Don't think so, thank you, Martha.
Well, I'll put them in your bag for you.
Thanks. Handy, these polythene bags.
Lots of shops are giving them away these days. Ones this size are real useful.
If you don't mind advertising somebody's supermarket.
Oh, I don't mind who you advertise, so long as you've done your shopping here.
Oh, Nora. Good morning.
Morning, Nora.
Morning. And isn't it a splendid one?
Well, it's a bit overcast, really.
Oh, the sun will get through soon, you'll see.
Glad to see you in high spirits, Nora.
Oh, no point in being otherwise. Now we've got a visitor coming to tea, George and me, on Thursday. So I want to make a special spread, Martha.
Oh, that sounds good for trade.
I'll just pay up and be off then.
Well, there you are, then. Ta very much.
Thank you. And good luck with the tea party, Nora.
Think of me baking all tomorrow afternoon.
I'll have to call on Friday in case there are any delicious things left over.
Oh, you're welcome any time, Vicar.
Well, I hope so. Thank you. Anyway, bye for now.
Bye.
Oh, morning, Mr. Adamson.
Goodbye, Martha.
Oh, isn't it lovely, Chris?
Proof of the pudding, Mum.
Or the cake.
You are clever. All that pipe buttercream and the decoration. It's a work of art.
I had a good teacher, hadn't I?
You've gone streets ahead of me, dear. Anyway, sit down a minute.
Oh, I can't stay long.
Oh.
I hardly see Peter when he comes home from school now he's got Adam and Debbie to play with.
He loves having them, doesn't he?
Makes up for having no brothers and sisters of his own.
I'm sure you make good use of the extra time it gives you.
What extra time?
I know, dear. Never a dull moment, is there? But you're not going to tell me you made this cake and decorated it in 5 minutes.
I made two, in fact. One for us, one for you.
Oh.
Saw the recipe in a magazine. Besides, it's very therapeutic.
Very what?
Makes me feel better. Helps me to forget how far away Paul is.
Who was trying to convince me not long ago that Germany was only a couple of hours away by air.
I know.
I was right, wasn't I?
As always.
Oh, don't say that. You make me sound horrid. I make my fair share of mistakes, you know. Like saying yes when I really mean no.
Oh, you're not still het up about this tea party with George Barford and Nora.
I'd give anything not to go.
Oh, don't be silly, Mum. You'll enjoy it, you see.
But what on earth shall we talk about?
Well, that's no problem. Just be yourself.
But, Chris, there are so many things I could say they might take the wrong way.
But if you didn't mean anything by them, they'd be just plain stupid to take exception now, wouldn't they?
I suppose so.
After all, he must like you to ask you round.
Ah, now there I'm not so sure. Oh, dear, why didn't I have the courage of my convictions and say no? But Nora looked so anxious, I just hadn't the heart. You know, I feel I ought to take them something, but it's difficult to find a little present that's suitable for both of them. He wouldn't thank me for flowers or a few chocolates, come to that, and... Oh!
What?
I've just had an idea that'd solve it. I wonder if you'd mind, though.
What are you sniffing like that for, George?
Aye, summat smells good.
You can't smell burning.
Burning? Of course not.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, what are you preparing for, woman? Stay to see.
Eh?
Well, there's enough food on this table to feed an army.
Oh, go away. You have to offer a choice.
It strikes me she'll be spoiled for choice.
There's only plain scones and fruit scones, tartlets, and that gâteau. Now it's cooled, I'm going to decorate it.
Couple of coats of distemper, you mean?
George, I'm going to have a go at piping butter cream on it and then decorate it with cherries and chocolate buttons. The recipe was in a magazine last month. Now, George, let me look at you.
Oh, give all the fussing.
Where's the clothes brush?
Hey, your aunt dresser.
Right. Now, hold still.
Huh? Ooh.
We don't want Mrs. Archer thinking we can't be as smart as the rest of them.
It'll be all right.
Oh, I'm afraid that tie won't do. It's worn to shreds. You'll have to change it.
What for? She won't notice.
I don't want to look poverty-stricken. And I don't want anybody to think I don't look after you properly. Oh, there she is. Now, off you go, quick. I'll let her in.
Oh, worse than a blooming inspection be royalty.
Oh, Mrs. Archer, how lovely to see you. Do come in.
Thank you, Nora.
You haven't walked all the way, I hope.
Oh, no, Dan dropped me.
Shall I take your coat? Oh, sorry, let me put this clothes brush down. It fell off its hook.
I wonder if I should keep my coat on, Nora. It's only a light summery one.
Very pretty.
Oh, do you like it?
Oh, it's gorgeous. Lovely soft grey. Goes with your hair.
Yes, I suppose it does.
Well, do come into the lounge.
Thank you. Isn't this a lovely little place?
It is a bit on the small side, of course. George says it's like being on board ship. You have to keep everything neat and tidy or you get in a muddle.
I didn't know he'd been a sailor.
Oh, he hasn't. It was just a manner of speaking, you see.
Oh, I see.
I've changed me tie. Shall I mash?
Shall you what, dear?
Shall I mash the tea?
No, I'll do it. You come and talk to Mrs. Archer.
Ah, oh, the kettle's boiled. I might as well.
All right. He's ever so handy about the house, you know.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Ow! Oh, bloody heck.
Anything the matter?
Oh, I nearly scalded myself. We must get a kettle as pours properly. Got hot water all over me boots.
I'll just see what he's up to.
Nora, I mustn't go on nursing this. It'll melt.
Oh, what is it?
It's just a little thought for you both.
Oh, isn't that nice of you? You shouldn't, Mrs. Archer.
I wanted to bring you some little thing, but I couldn't think what.
Here we are. One pot of tea. How do, Mrs. Archer? All right, are you?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Oh, I'm all right. I'll just bring that cake in, Nora.
I can't think what you brought us, Mrs. Archer. Come and see, George. It's for both of us, Mrs. Archer said.
Well, hang on. I'm just bringing in your fancy gâteau you had such a lot of bother with.
No, don't, George. Leave it out there. Mrs. Archer's brought us one.
Hey? Oh, heck. Snap.
Oh, dear.
Oh, somebody's been reading the same magazine, eh?
Ah, someone who's far cleverer than I am, too.
It wasn't me, Nora.
You mean you didn't make it?
I'm not nearly clever enough to do all that piping and decoration.
Oh, no need to be modest.
Oh, I'm not. It's true. I haven't the patience to do all that fiddle. Chris made it.
Up till all hours she was, messing about with that one, wasn't you?
Oh, George.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
And then I've gone and spoiled it all by bringing the same thing. What shall I do? Take it back and bring you something else another time.
You mean you'll come again?
Why not? I don't think we'll be moving. Cheer up, Nora.
I must say I can see the funny side of it. You get all het up trying to do something special for me, which is very flattering, and me getting into a state trying to bring you something you could both enjoy, and we both end up with the same thing.
Aye, and I bet both of them will taste pretty good.
I know what we'll do. What? Let's put the scones and things into a tin and concentrate on both the gâteaus. And if we try,
We might be able to finish them. What do you think, Mrs. Archer?
Oh, I don't know, I'm sure. But I'll try.
Oh, good for you.
Come on, woman, get that teapot. You wanted a party, and that's what you're getting.
Oh, George, whatever will Mrs. Archer think?
Oh, don't mind me, Nora. I don't know what I thought it'd be like having tea with you, but I never dreamed it'd be like this. Blessed if I did.
Oh, we enjoy ourselves, don't we, Nora?
He's got you at it, has he, Pat?
Oh, Tony, you mean.
How many groceries have you got there? I've heard of buying in bulk, but that's ridiculous.
Oh, I got carried away, Colin. We'll be able to provide the whole wedding reception out of this lot.
Oh, I haven't had the chance to congratulate you yet.
Tony's the one to do that, too.
What? Well, I can do more than that, Pat. I can ask you to hand that over and accompany me to your means of transport.
You've got a warrant for helping me.
What? Do I need one?
No. Here you are.
Right.
Here's the van. Tony took a calf to the market in here the other day.
Yes, wouldn't need to bring in the CID lads to establish that. Shall I put the cart in here?
Oh, that's fine, right. Thanks. My lock can go here. Sit. Mr. Barford used to be a bobby, didn't he?
Yes, good one too. Lost to the force. Why?
Well, I've heard lots of people talk about him since I came to Ambridge, but I haven't come across him very often.
You won't.
Is he shy or something?
Well, let's say he's got a lot on his plate at the moment, and that always makes him go into hiding.
From what?
I'm blowed if I know, Pat. Actually, I spotted him this morning, and I tried to exchange the odd word.
Wasn't he having any?
He'd vanished into the trees before I could say hello. I hope he isn't going back to his bad ways again.
I thought Nora was keeping him in check.
Well, there's a limit to how much a woman can do for a man.
Depends on the woman.
Yeah, and on the man. With George Barford, any woman is really up against it. If he doesn't want to be helped, there's no way in the world you can get round to it. And I think Nora's beginning to realise that.
Cheer up, Nora, me old pal, me old beauty. It may never happen.
What may never happen?
Oh, whatever it is you're pulling that long face for. What's the bothering you, love?
It's not important.
Not important? Me favourite barmaid with a face like a wet week, and it ain't important.
Oh, you are handing out compliments today.
Here, come on now, love. Tell old Walter. What's the trouble?
In a word, domestic problems.
Aye, that's two words.
If you're going to quibble...
Oh, no. Objection withdrawn. Yes, domestic problems is one word if you wants it to be. What kind of domestic thingamy, Bobs?
The worst kind.
Then what's the fight over?
There isn't a fight.
No fight.
That's part of the trouble. We're hardly speaking to each other.
Oh, well, that's nothing to get worried about, Nora, me old beauty. Yes, lots of marriages keeps going because one or other of the partners has got the sense to keep his or her gob shut.
You don't understand. George and I have become... Well, we just don't see eye to eye anymore.
Oh. Here, have you tried feeding him oysters? They says as how that does the trick sometimes.
It's not a joke. George Barford and I are living on different planets at the moment.
Here, I just remembered a recipe of me old granny's. Yes, it's a guaranteed aphrodisiac, with a useful side effect because it shits warts as well. Now, you take 7 duck eggs, a large duck meat...
Oh, I can't stand listening to this rubbish.
Where am you going, Nora? Come back. I'm curing them domestic problems for you.
All I can say is we can be grateful the information centre's closed down for the winter.
Oh? Why is that, Gordon?
Because if George Barford came into contact with the public, he'd send him away in droves.
He's in a strange mood and no mistake.
Do you know what he told me I could do, Tom?
Hey, hold up. Here he comes.
What's the bet and he pretends we're part of the scenery and walks straight past?
Morning, George.
Hello, Tom.
Gordon.
It's not your duty spell now.
It's a free country. A fella can take a stroll in the park if he's a mind to.
Of course he can.
Well, I'll shove off out of your road.
Just a minute, George. How about last night?
You were supposed to be patrolling the north
side. Leave this to me, Gordon.
And I were patrolling the north side.
Then why didn't you come across these?
Eh? Snares. Hey, where did you find them?
Where you should have found them. If you'd had your eyes open...
You mind your own business.
There's no sense in getting roiled. The point is, we did find these snares over by the north fence.
And we found the hole in the fence where the kids must have got in to set these things.
Well, that could have happened after I'd made me round.
Oh, that's stretching the benefit of the doubt too far.
What's he got to do with you?
I don't like carrying a passenger.
Let's have none of that kind of talk, Gordon.
Oh, let him sneer, Tom. He's good at it.
It's true, all the same.
I said let's have none of it. What's the answer, George?
Eh?
Did you get up by the north fence?
Ah, walked the whole length of it.
Blindfold.
I had things on me mind.
Oh, Mr. Woolley wouldn't like it if he thought we was missing danger signs like this.
Well, that's his lookout.
He pays our wages, remember? He owns the cottages we lives in. And if I was to report this
go
to
ahead
him, well...
Go do it then. See if I care.
It reflects bad on me and Tom if you don't pull your weight.
Well, we all make mistakes.
Well, you've been making quite a few recently, George.
Wouldn't you in my position?
Ah, you can't go on using that as an excuse.
I'll do what I like and not ask you for any advice while I'm doing it. I've got to be off.
Hey, George.
I know. I'm letting it side down.
Do you have to read that paper at the tea table?
Don't have to, but I'm going to.
Oh, should have saved my breath. Are you on duty tonight?
Happen.
Well, it's not a state secret, is it?
It's whatever you want it to be.
Oh, don't tempt me. Look, have you finished? I'll clear away.
Why bother?
Someone round here has to try and keep the place tidy. Left to you, it'd be a tip.
Wouldn't trouble me.
Well, it does me. And I have to live here the same as you.
Since when?
Anything interesting in the paper?
By your own.
Are you reading the sports page?
I'm not reading anything while you're rabbiting on.
Sorry I spoke.
Then why'd you keep on?
What?
Every day you try to draw me into conversation. Yap, 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 you never stop.
Oh, it doesn't get me anywhere, does it?
Oh, I'm glad you noticed.
George, I've been thinking. You and me, we're not a lot of use to one another at the moment.
Haven't you got a job to go to?
Well, there's no hurry.
Then do washing up or something.
You do it. Why should I fetch and carry for you?
Nobody's twisting your arm.
Oh, no, you can hurt me much more in other ways.
Hey, now, none
You're
of that.
You're pushing me that little bit further every day.
I've told you.
I know, you don't want to be crowded. It's my own fault.
It is. I'm not setting out to hurt you.
Oh, you're making a good job of it, though. Yeah. That's it. Run away as usual.
I've work to get to.
Oh, that sounds familiar, too.
I don't want to get involved in an argument with you.
Then what have we been involved in all these weeks? An argument doesn't only exist when you're throwing pots and pans at each other, you know. Silence can be part of an argument.
Well, I'm off.
And dumb insolence. And walking away when I'm talking to you. And not bothering to say thank you for the tea. And closing the door in someone's face.
Nora, what's all this I hear about George Barford?
What's that?
Tom was saying he's like a bear with a sore head.
I wouldn't know.
Well, if you wouldn't, who would?
Sid, I don't think Nora wants
to
talk.
Oh, that's all right. I'm not that touchy. What have I got to hide? The whole county knows by now George and I are not hitting it off.
Just a phase, I expect.
Oh, that's your considered opinion, is it?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he can't keep it up forever.
Perhaps we ought to open up.
It sorted itself out before. It'll do it again.
Oh, thanks.
I was only giving an opinion, Nora.
You've got customers to let in, Sid.
I am entitled to my views.
If you want to know what George Barford's like, you go and live with him. You couldn't make a bigger mess of it than I did.
Nora! Are you there, woman? Oh, where the devil's she got to, then? Nora! You up there? Ah, there you are. Didn't you hear me calling you?
I heard.
Then why not answer?
Because I'm taking a leaf out of your book, George.
Hey?
Ignoring what's said to me.
Oh, please yourself.
Oh, I'm going to do that as well.
What are you on about?
You'll see. There's food in the kitchen to last you the weekend.
So what?
You may have to brace yourself to do a bit of shopping after that.
Well, that won't hurt me.
No, it'll just be unpleasant for those who have to serve you.
That's supposed to be a joke.
Well, I'm off.
What, this early?
Does it matter to you when I go?
No.
Good. I'll get my case.
Case?
It's packed. I wouldn't want to leave anything behind.
Now, what is this?
What you wanted. Freedom from me, George.
Hey, now, hold up a minute.
I've held up too long as it is.
Well, at least say why you're pulling out.
If you don't know why now, you never will. Goodbye, George.
Wait.
Not this time. It's usually you who walks out on me.
I haven't, but I had cause.
So have I, George. I've stood as much as I can without falling to pieces. It's time for me to stop worrying about you and your problems. I have to think of myself now.
You're that, Tom.
Ah, round here, Mr. Woolley. I've just been feeding me pheasants.
Ah, there you are.
I bet you haven't come to talk about the shoot, sir.
Not so long as you maintain your usual standard, son.
Ah, that's reassuring, then.
You know what I've called round for, do you?
Well, I can make a pretty good guess. Something beginning with B.
Someone.
There's always someone, ain't there?
I know I don't employ the chap for his conversation, but he could stop for a word or two now and then, surely.
Well, he's a man of very few words. He always was.
Come on, Tom. You know more than I do. Let me have it.
Well, his personal life's nothing to do with me, as I said before. As long as his work don't suffer.
And does it?
No, not at the moment. He's thrown himself into his work all the hours the good Lord sends.
In Barford's case, that isn't always a good sign.
True enough.
What's happened now, then?
Oh, she's left him. Walked out.
Nora has?
Yes. Going back to living at the Bull, from what I can make out.
Is this going to mean trouble?
Well, if you don't mind me speaking plainly, Mr. Woolley, I think we'll get all the trouble we asks for.
Eh?
Well, I know George Barford pretty well by now. Strikes me if we all ignores what's happened, just carries on in our usual way, we'll have no bother.
You don't think his work will drop off, not having someone to look after him at home?
No, I hardly think so. Though, of course, he might not be so keen on getting out on patrol.
You mean no reason to leave the house anymore to get away from Nora?
Could be. I don't know. It's a rum do, isn't it? She's giving him everything, and he's spending half his time running a mile from it.
You sure about this, Doris?
I'm afraid so.
Nora McCauley gonna have a baby. I can't believe it.
She went to the doctor on Friday. He confirmed it.
Poor Nora.
She was in a terrible state.
Oh, it must have knocked her sideways.
She just doesn't know what to do.
Understandably.
I tried to tell her everything would work out for the best, but, well, I wasn't very sure that it would myself, so I don't think I really reassured her.
There's no way you can.
Oh, it's a dreadful situation to be in.
I wonder.
It is, Dan. To have a baby in her circumstances, it must seem like the end of the world.
Unless it alters her circumstances.
How?
Does George Barford know yet?
No, and Nora's not going to tell him either.
Not going to? Is she mad?
She's got her pride. She walked out on George Barford, remember? She's not going to go crawling back just because this has happened.
She won't need to. He'll find out sooner or later. You can't keep a thing like this quiet.
No, of course you can't. But what will he do when he finds out?
Who knows? He might even... Well, he...
Marry her? There's no hope of that, Dan. He's got a wife already. Besides, Nora doesn't want to marry him.
Did she say that?
As good as. I'm sorry, but there just isn't a happy ever after solution to it.
You can't, Nora.
Leave me be, Sid, please.
You can't not tell the man.
Oh, yes, I can.
He'll be up in mad when he finds out.
That's his business.
Aren't you afraid of what he'll do?
I'm not interested in what he'll do. George Barford and me have... Oh, go and have your tea. Polly will be waiting for you.
Let her wait.
Sid.
Someone's got to say this to you, and since I seem to be the only one ready to say it...
Save yourself the trouble.
George should know.
Granted.
Then tell him.
No, thank you. I'm not going near him.
For heaven's sake, he's the father.
You don't have to remind me of that.
No, of course not. Only...
Well?
Oh, it's no use. I can see I'm wasting my time.
The penny's finally dropped, has it?
I still say you're making a mistake.
I made the mistake when I moved in with George. Now I've got to pay for it.
But not on your own. Together. There's two of you involved in this, remember?
Three, actually, but who's counting?
That baby'll need all the help it can get.
Which is why I'm keeping clear of George Barford.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Takes all sorts.
What have you got against him?
Listen, don't make me remind you that it's none of your business.
If it's upsetting you so much, then it is my business. We've got feelings. We can't stand by and not try to help.
Helping doesn't mean thrusting me at George.
It's the natural thing to do, Nora.
I think we'd better get off the subject of the natural thing to do. Some might say it's what landed me in this mess.
But it needn't be a mess if... Well, if...
Go on.
If it shows George Barford where his duty lies.
Oh, yes, and where's that? To unload one wife and two children so he can chain himself to another wife and child. Shows how little you know him.
Come on in, Tom.
Thank you, Mr. Woolley.
Sit yourself down.
You... Now, what's all this about, sir?
You tell me.
You've heard, then?
By accident, yes.
You might have let me in on the secret.
Hardly secret now.
No. I bet it's the main topic in the Bull in the Shop.
Well, people are bound to speculate.
So am I, Tom. That's why I called you in. Where does it leave me? That's what I want to know.
How do you mean?
George Barford. Is he going to come through it all right?
Oh, your guess is as good as mine, sir.
I don't like relying on guesswork, Tom. I need facts. How's he taking it so far?
I've no idea. In fact, to be honest, I don't think he even knows yet.
You mean Nora hasn't even... That really complicates matters. Ask him for trouble.
Well, you can see Nora's point, though. She doesn't want to make any claim on George.
That's where she differs from me.
How, sir?
I do want to press my claim on Barford. Or at least safeguard it.
Oh, well, that's easier said than done.
Exactly. But he's a good man for all the problems we've had with him. I don't want to lose him.
I don't think it'd come to that.
He may stay in the country park and be lost to us if his mind is not on the job. Look at the way he was when Nora first left him.
He pulled through that.
Only with me barking at his heels.
That's not the way to tackle this one, though.
Diplomacy, that's what's needed. Gentle persuasion. Keep it in the know.
How do you keep in the know where George Barford's concerned?
That's what you've got to find out, Tom.
Me?
You're closest to him. The news about Nora should come from you.
Nora asked me particularly not to say anything to him.
The longer Barford's kept in the dark, the worse he's likely to react when he does reach him.
Well, we'll have to keep our fingers crossed, then.
What use is that? I believe in cause and effect. Hit a man with a piece of information like this, and he's bound to go spare. Slip it to him quietly and reasonably.
I'm sorry, but I can't, sir.
Tom, this is important.
But Nora insisted.
And I'm insisting. You want us to lose touch with Barford again?
No, of course not, sir.
Then see that he's told. And in the right way. That's what'll make all the difference.
Morning, George.
Oh, hello, Tom. Brisk enough for you?
Ah, there was a bit of a bite in the air first thing.
Aye, good walking weather. Keeps you on the move.
Yes. I'm glad I bumped into you.
Oh, aye.
I was hoping to catch you yesterday.
Well, or about the park somewhere.
Well, I'm blowed if I could find you.
And what is it? Something urgent?
Well, no, not really. And then again, yes.
Well, come on, then. Spit it out.
Have you... Have you been into the village recently?
Aye. Or 2 weeks back for me grub.
Not since then?
No. Well, nothing's happened to the village, has it? It's still there.
Oh, yes. The village hasn't changed. Only someone who lives there.
Oh, come on. Stop pussyfooting around, Tom. If you've got something to say, get it off your chest.
Well, it's Mr. Woolley, you see.
Hey, what about him?
You two scarring again.
Oh, hello, Gordon.
Hello. It's all right for some.
We're just passing the time of day.
I'm surprised you've got the time, George.
Why?
Thought you'd be at home with a pair of knitting needles.
Knitting? What are you on about?
Oh, nothing. Now, look, George.
Are you going to change your nappies?
For heaven's sake, man.
Knitting needles, nappies, is this some kind of joke?
No, anything but.
Why, be shy about it, man. Most fellas want to go out and celebrate when they hear they're going to
Will
be
Will you shut up, Gordon?
Eh? Oh, blimey. Don't say he hasn't heard.
No, of course he hasn't.
Hey, now,
look,
wait,
George.
Wait a minute. Is this what you were winding up to tell me?
I'm afraid so.
Sorry, I thought you'd be bound to know.
Well, you thought wrong. Seems as though everybody has heard except me.
Well, it sort of got round the village.
I'll bet it did. Oh, this is your turn up for the book.
Well, I was hoping to break it to you gentle.
Well, how can you break a thing like that gentle?
Well, aren't you pleased?
Talk sense, man.
But if Nora's going to have your...
I've got some thinking to do. Alone.
Come in. Oh, it's you.
Hello, Nora.
Hello. Well, close the door behind you if you're coming in.
I'm not stopping, mind.
I won't press you.
I gathered that. You're looking well, woman.
Leave them, George.
Well, leave what?
Polite comments about how I look. You were never very good at that sort of thing. Besides, I look all dragged out.
Not to me, you don't.
Well, say it. Don't just reproach me in silence.
I mean, I might have been told.
You obviously have been.
By you, before anybody else.
Would you have welcomed the news?
Well, it's a question of rights.
Oh, don't stand on your dignity now, of all time.
Why didn't you come to me?
For the same reason I left you. I don't like hitting my head against a brick wall.
I suppose I deserve that.
Why not forget the whole thing?
Forget it? You must be down the twist.
Then look the other way. I'm not holding you to account or getting a paternity
all
order.
All the same,
this
Nora.
Is my battle, George. I've got to fight it on my own. I don't want you involved.
You haven't much choice, have you?
All I need is to be left alone. You should understand that. It's your theme song.
Well, I'll be on my way, then. My shift this evening.
Don't bother to call again.
I won't. You'll meet me outside.
What?
Tomorrow, 12 o'clock.
I'm on duty at 12.
I've spoken to Sid. He says you can have time off so we can have lunch together in Borchester.
Lunch? And suppose I don't want to?
You owe me this, Nora. We've got to talk it out sensible from both sides.
Well, I'll have to be on my way soon. It's getting near 7, and Sid and Polly have only got so much patience.
Oh, you can stretch it to another 5 minutes.
If it's going to be worthwhile.
And what do you mean, woman?
Pleasant as it's been this afternoon, strolling round and talking over good times, then coming back here for tea.
Yeah, we haven't settled anything, have we?
Both of us were too willing to be sidetracked.
Was that a bad thing?
No. It eased my mind, and it was nice to know we could agree on something.
Ah, sort of a precedent, you might say.
For what?
Drink your tea first.
It doesn't affect my hearing. Besides, you've got your evening shift to go to.
Oh, badgering me into me work, just like old times.
Oh, now, don't start that again, George.
I'm sorry. Well, what's the verdict?
On what?
Well, the cottage. I bet you thought I'd let it become a tip on me own.
No, I didn't.
I can keep a place right whenever I mind to.
Proper little housewife, aren't you?
Well, I couldn't let you think the place was a muck heap. Great attraction that would have been.
I'm not with you.
Do I have to spell it out? Nora, I want us to forget our differences. I want us to...
No, George. It's out of the question.
Oh, I don't think so. I'd say it was the most natural thing in the world. Did you think I'd stand by and see you up against it on your own? You're going to move back here where I can keep an eye on you and give you the support you need.
Didn't say no then, Nora.
I had to have time to think, didn't I?
You changed, though.
Perhaps that's because he has.
You're not sure?
How many times has it happened before, Polly? A girl gets pregnant, the man feels guilty, and then things go from bad to worse.
Is that what you're afraid of?
Wouldn't any girl? How can we ever be happy together now?
But at least he wants to try. That's one way he's changed. You must be important to him.
Me? Or the baby?
Both of you.
How long will that last?
He hadn't talked about divorce or anything.
Why should he? The position's clear enough. Didn't his wife tell me herself?
That she'd never agree.
That being married to her suits him very well. He can't make the same mistake again. Nobody's going to tie him down.
It was him that came to you, love, not the other way round. You haven't exactly fallen over yourself trying to make it respectable, have you?
I'm not afraid of folk pointing the finger.
Oh, they know how tough you are and how you can fend for yourself and stand on your own 2 feet.
Well, then.
Does it make you feel better?
What do you mean by that?
That you're being selfish. Putting yourself up as a martyr. All noble and brave, despite George Barker.
That isn't so. I'm not afraid to admit making a mistake, and I don't care who knows it.
Maybe you can take it when folks sneer behind your back. But they'll do the same to the child once it's grown, and they'll joke about George. Now, do you reckon he deserves that?
If I can face it, so can he.
But none of you has to face it alone. If you're together, legal or not, you've got something special. Nora, love. It'd make the world of difference.
You think he's right, then?
Well, don't you?
Do you know, Polly, he's never actually said, I love you, without me asking first.
Not every man can say it.
If only he'd said it once, then I'd never have walked out on him. Do you not know that?
Nora, love, you really do want to go to him, don't you?
Hey, Poldos. What are these cases here in the hall?
They're Nora's, Sid. I'm sure of it. You don't think...
Either she's going back to George Barford, or she's catching the buzz for Arlington Junction, love.
Oh, no, she wouldn't. She's got no reason to leave here. We're her friends. We can help her.
It might be easier for her to stay among strangers. It isn't going to be any fun here in Ambridge if she's living on her own.
You're right, Sid.
Nora, love, where are you going to?
George is waiting outside with the pickup. I'm going with him to Lodge Cottage.
Wakey, wakey.
Oh, what's going on? Is there a fire or something?
No, just tea in bed. Now, come on, sit up, Nora. Oh,
turn that blooming thing off first.
Sorry. Come on, I have sugared. Get this down here.
What time is it?
Oh, it's well past 8. I've been up above an hour.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Ah, it's these fairy footsteps of mine.
Come on, take the cup.
Thanks, George.
Oh, that's welcome.
Aye, best central heating going, a nice cuppa.
We need it in this place now.
I'll make it warmer, love. Got a cracking fire downstairs.
You have been busy.
Oh, I'm not one for lying in bed of a morning.
Oh, I am. I could take lots of this.
And you're going to.
Oh, now, George.
Rest and attention, that's what you need.
Don't you think you're overdoing it a bit?
It will happen.
You ought to let me bring you a cup in bed sometime.
Oh, I daren't.
Why not?
Because I make a better cup of tea than you. Well, it's true.
Oh, did I see some biscuits on the tray?
Oh, I'm sorry. Here you are. Help yourself.
Fine.
Yeah, I'll have one as well.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
What?
Dip your biscuit in your tea.
Well, I like it when it's soggy.
Spare a thought for the spectators.
Well, there's nought wrong with dunking.
Depends where you're sitting.
It's all the rage on the continent.
So is eating snails, but that doesn't mean we have to copy them.
Well, look the other way if it offends you. Here, tell you what, I'll drink me tea on the other side of the park, if you like.
Oh, you'd be too far away for me to tell you off, then.
Oh, I can't win, can I? Well, I reckon I'd better make the breakfast.
George, You don't have to, you know.
Ah, but I want to. Found me vacation at last. Well, I'll give you a call when it's ready. Aye, and I'll not dip me bacon butties in the tea. I guarantee that.
Come in. Oh, it's you, Tom.
Yes.
What's up? You look as if you've seen a ghost.
Oh, bad news, I'm afraid, sir.
Well, tell me. What is it?
Nora McCauley. She's had an accident.
Accident? What happened?
I don't know exactly. But George went off home early and found her. Seems she'd been stripping old wallpaper.
What did she do? Fall from a ladder or something?
Oh, no, it wasn't a fall. And George don't know what brought it on, but she's had a miscarriage.
Oh, I am sorry. Where is she?
That's what he phoned to tell me. Ambulance has taken her into hospital and George has gone with her.
How's he taking it?
Oh, that's difficult to say. Won't have hit him properly yet. I don't know. Tragedy like this can take a fella different ways.
Let's hope he pulls through it, Tom. And poor Nora.
It's worse for her, losing the baby. Meant a lot to her. And now she's got nothing, God help her.
Oh, George, you've come. I'm so glad.
How are you, love?
The better for seeing you.
I'll take it easy.
I'll try.
I ate some of the grapes. Not many, though.
You've not had any lunch, I'll bet, you silly man.
Well, I've been busy, haven't I?
Of course you have. Work never lets up, does it? Oh, George, I'm so sorry.
Hey, Nora, don't cry. You've no cause.
Oh, it was my fault. I should have realized I was being foolish. Don't let it be the end for us, George. Please.
Hey, don't be daft, woman. I want you home with me, Nora. The sooner the better.
Oh, George, if you knew how happy it makes me hearing you say that.
There you go again. Now, come on, snap out of it. Everything's waiting for you at the lodge. Come Wednesday or Thursday, I want you back home again.